I've had a number of young women complain to me about a condition they find rampant in young men these days. You could call it commitment phobia, or as one author did, Peter Pan syndrome. I don't want to grow up. Oh, a guy's willing to show interest. He's willing to court you, charm you, agree with you, spend money on you, and you reach this level of mutual compatibility. That's good. And then you're on the edge of commitment, and he's gone. That's pretty frustrating. And if you're thinking of a name, now let's keep moving on. I met this beautiful woman many years ago, and we spent a lot of time together. We found out that we agreed on all the important things, so we reached the place of affection for each other and agreement with each other. And I say, I love you, and I agree with you on a lot of stuff. So that meant we were married, right? No. There's something missing here. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how people miss heaven. Our word for today from the Word of God, Matthew chapter 7, beginning of verse 21. I think these are some of the most unsettling words Jesus ever spoke. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drove out demons and perform many miracles? And then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me. Wow, so near and yet so far. That's a warning for religious people, church folks, people who know the verses, people who are busy in Christian things, maybe even in Christian leadership, because these chilling words are going to be spoken to some of those people. I never knew you. Everyone else thought you did, but I never knew you. It's like the guy who knows about a girl. He's compatible with the girl. He agrees with the girl, but he somehow never made a lifetime commitment to her. I had to say to my then future wife, I give my life to you. There was a day I did that. I know I did it. That's the commitment that made us married, that began our lifelong relationship. You know, actually, there are five things you can do with Jesus. One, you can reject him and say, I don't care what he did. Another is you can ignore him. Some people just simply have no time for Jesus. The third thing you can do with Jesus is you can postpone him. Lord, I'll get around to you someday. I know that you're the answer. I still want to do some living, though. I'll get to you sometime. The fourth thing is you can agree with him. Yeah, agree with him on all his teachings. You can say, I think it's all right. I totally agree with it. I believe it, Jesus. And then there's a fifth thing you can do, and that is to surrender yourself and give yourself totally to him. Those first four all end up the same place, in a Christless eternity called hell. See, there's a big difference in rejecting Christ out and out and agreeing with him, of course, but they all end up with hearing the words of Jesus, I never knew you, because agreement is not commitment. I agreed with my future wife on things, but we weren't married by that agreement. Because you agree with all of Jesus' teachings, you really like him, you believe it all, does that make you really his? No, not until the day you make your own personal visit to that hill where there is a cross, where Jesus is paying for every wrong thing you've ever done. And in your heart, you go to that cross where God's Son is paying for those sins, and you hear him saying, Father, forgive them. He's forgiven you. And you pin all your hopes on that Jesus. And you change your way for his way from that day on. Has there ever been a day like that for you? You may have never had a time when you actually gave yourself to him. He's in your head, but he's not in your heart. Isn't it time to move him to your heart? Don't you want to be sure you belong to him? I'm inviting you, if you've never done this, to say, Jesus, beginning this day, I am yours. I am yours. And I'd love to help you do that. I think you'll find some help in beginning your relationship at our website. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Today, get this settled, finally, because it's only your commitment that will make you his.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.